You may have seen it. Talk of the 4B movement gaining steam.
The thing to me is that if this guy does end up winning again, all of the people who voted for him will be like happy and
this whole country is mentally ill.
The 4Bs, Korean for four no's, no marrying men, no giving birth, no dating men, and no sex with men.
They'll just be celebrating. And everyone else, everyone who feels threatened by him is fucking scared. Like, we're scared for our life.
I'm not fucking crazy, okay?
It's being called the 4B movement, and women are taking to social media, declaring their allegiance.
Hey guys, gals, and pals, Mr. Obvious here, and today we're going to be talking about a viral trend that you've probably seen on the news, something called the 4B movement.
They're saying no to dating, no to marriage, no to sex.
Celibacy, at least to me, isn't that hard.
And no to having children.
Apparently, many women are joining the 4B movement and going on a strike against men, relationships, and sex after the election of Donald J. Trump.
It's all right. It's all right. I feel that way too. It's all right. We feel
No!
With many women blaming men for getting Donald J. Trump elected. As a result, many of these women have begun shaving their heads, joining the 4B movement, and essentially losing their minds. But what is the 4B movement, and what does it all really mean? Well, you're in luck, my friends, because Mr. Obvious is going to do a full investigation and go down the dark, deep rabbit hole of 4B. I warn you, my friends, some of the things you will see in this video may be shocking, horrifying, and downright hilarious. But before we begin, remember to smash that like button, subscribe to the channel, and if you like the video, share it with your family and friends. Remember, folks, channels like this depend on support from viewers like you.
To fight for the future.
I'm doing my part!
The 4B movement is a radical feminist movement that started in South Korea during the mid to late 2010s on websites like Twitter and WOMAD. The name refers to its four tenets, which in the Korean language start with the term bi, which roughly means no. It is a movement that essentially believes that women should engage in no sex, no dating, no marriage, and no children. With many news outlets proudly talking about how women are striking back against those darn Trump supporters by swearing off men.
Ooh, nobody gives a shit!
Now, this is hilarious for a lot of reasons. Number one being, the 4B movement is absolutely insane. Even in South Korea, it is recognized as a radical movement, one that has been very toxic to society and relations between men and women. Not only that, like, it has apparently, like, labeled, basically, it's been labeled a hate group. Yeah, and this is according to Wikipedia. So right off the bat, Western women saying, oh, I'm going 4B, you should know that the 4B movement itself is a radical movement that is seen in a very negative light, even in South Korea. So that's number one. But number two, women are absolutely losing their minds. The women are not okay. So I found the r/4B movement subreddit. It's a brand new subreddit on Reddit with over 14,000 members, and it has been growing, especially since Donald J. Trump became the president. And just looking through the posts, you can see that some of the most absolutely unhinged, neurotic posts are being posted, and this is very common for the subreddit. Just taking a look at the top of the page here of trending posts, a user named OKRemote4844 says, "Remember, it was always about controlling women's bodies, not about taking the high moral ground. Don't fall for it when you hear them saying that they're happy that women will be closing their legs, because most of the dating pool will be full of conservative women. These women generally make men wait longer. We know most of them lose it after a week, so they're either not gonna get as easy access to sex, or they will have to wait longer for it. This will eventually make them flip their lid, which will unfortunately lead to more coercion, more manipulation, and ultimately,
goddamn, can't you just be fucking normal?
Getting typhlosioned. Is that the term the kids use these days? Struggle snuggles. I think we all get the picture here.
Give it a try!
Alright, maybe just a little.
Posts like these remind me of, like, the women who thought that when Donald Trump won in 2016, that the United States would be turned into, like, the Handmaid's Tale, and women would be forced to give birth and have children because of abortion or something. Just a quick check on my history, because I'm not an expert by any means. Did any of that actually happen?
No. No, it did not.
Literally none of those things happened. But we're seeing the same narrative time and time again online.
So it turns out every holiday season, political talk can be a tough topic to get into. But given the results of last week's election, Yale psychiatrist Dr. Amanda Calhoun suggested to Joy Reid that some people should sit this one out.
So if you are going into a situation where you have family members, where you have close friends who you know have voted in ways that are against you, like what you said, against your livelihood, and it's completely fine to not be around those people and to tell them why, you know, to say, I have a problem with the way that you voted.
Stop it. Get some help.
Where women are basically being told absolutely unhinged things like, Trump won, your rights are going to be taken away, you're going to be put back in the kitchen barefoot and pregnant, and you're going to be happily married and have children. And the women are like, oh God, please no, not my 50 cats, not my wine, not my sleeping around every week until my self-worth is shredded into little pieces. I can't give up my free, liberated lifestyle. And I'm just sitting here as a conservative man, like, it doesn't bother us if you don't want to have sex. If anything, it's a good thing. We think that hookup culture and sleeping around is generally very bad for society and very bad for birth rates. Which brings us to our next major point. The 4B movement is backfiring. Recently, a post from the 4B movement has gone absolutely viral, with a woman telling her father and her family that she's joining the 4B. Needless to say, it doesn't go as expected. My dad has been a Republican all of his life. He voted for Trump, and so did my brothers. He grew up in Missouri. I explained what 4B was, and he said,
"That's great."
He was happy. Not the reaction I expected, to be honest. My older brother said,
"At least you won't be a anymore."
I don't know what to do. I'm bawling in the bathroom. I thought I'd stick it to men by joining the movement, but it made the men in my family happy, and even more glad they voted for Trump.
Ayo!
Oh man, that's the best thing I've ever seen. But this is a pretty good representation about how I think many men actually feel about the 4B movement. Women have this idea that men are going to be upset, or that the average man is just sleeping around and he's going on Tinder. And you know, I think the reason for this is because the average man is not sleeping around and going on Tinder. But the average woman is. And what many are calling the male loneliness epidemic, men everywhere, especially young men, are no longer dating. And when you look at the data, it's actually quite drastic. According to the official numbers, over 60% of men under 30 are single. You heard that right, my friends. Most men these days, especially young men, are not dating and are not sleeping around. And you can see that the data pretty much speaks for itself. Women are basically the same when it comes to the amount of sex that they're having. There has been a little bit less women sleeping around, that is true, but compared to men, mostly it's been men who aren't getting any action. This chart especially speaks for itself, where when Tinder was introduced to the dating market, the number of virgin men and men who aren't able to get sex skyrocketed. The reason for this is pretty simple if you have a little bit of common sense. There was that famous study from OkCupid, Your Looks in Your Inbox, that famously found that most women rate 80% of men as below average. In other words, women on Tinder chase the same 20% of men. And this is common knowledge. And I know a lot of people want to say, like, that's just Tinder, that's just social apps. But throughout all of the data, no matter where you look, you see the same thing. And there was also other studies done by these other dating apps, and they pretty much found similar data. Women are sleeping around with a small amount of men, while most men aren't even bothering with Tinder. So when women are saying that we're going to go on a strike and we're going to ignore men, it does nothing for the vast majority of men, because the vast majority of men are not on Tinder. In fact, the 4B movement is failing so hard that even Reddit is coming out and saying, like, guys, I think this might not actually work. We might be cooked. And I think this pretty much brings us full circle. 4B is a movement that is doomed to fail, because fundamentally it is a solution to a problem that does not exist. Men are not oppressing women, men are not angry at women, and men don't really care if women don't sleep around.
I have a public service announcement to the bitches behind the 4B movement. Not one man is losing sleep over the fact that you don't want to have sex with them. In fact, the entire premise behind the 4B movement is a future without men. The same men that fought for our country, the same men that have built our roads, built our bridges, maintain our vehicles, truck our stuff from point A to point B, they don't want to touch you. In fact, they don't want their gene pool polluted with your left-wing nonsense bullshit ideology. Because if you had a deserted island with one man and 1,000 women, we could repopulate the planet. If you had that same deserted island with one woman and 1,000 men, we would go extinct. Kind of like what would have happened should the DEI dipshit on the Democratic ticket made it into office, because World War III was on the horizon.
Base and red pill!
4B is just women choosing to not have kids, not have families, and be childless. And to be honest, as funny and hilarious as I find some of these posts, I also find some of them to be very, very sad. There's women in these subreddits who are clearly unstable and vulnerable, and I believe they're being taken advantage of by these extremists and radical people online. Because you look through these posts and you can clearly see that some of these people are clearly not happy. A lot of these women are lonely. A lot of these women aren't happy at all.
Oh, I made myself sad.
And in an era where mental health is a crisis in both men and women, in fact, with numbers that are at all-time highs, especially for girls, this is the sort of thing that I think is counterproductive. No matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, I think we all need to calm down, have a conversation, and just chill out. Because at the end of the day, men and women need each other. But that, my friends, is merely the obvious. Well, that's all for now, folks. Thank you for watching the video. Be sure to like the video, subscribe to the channel, hit that bell button for notifications for new content, and please, if you enjoyed this video, support the channel by joining us on Patreon or Subscribestar. Links are down below in the description. Joining will give you access to a private Discord server called Fight Club. Fight Club is an exclusive Discord server full of our community. I post there, my friends post there, we have a really good time. A lot of spicy memes too. Join the Discord community today by joining us on Patreon or Subscribestar. Again, those links are going to be down below. But thanks for watching, folks. Have a wonderful day. Hope you enjoyed the content. I'll see you all next time.